John 1:35-41. Again the next day, John was standing with two of his disciples. And looking at Jesus walking, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard him speak this, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus, turning and beholding them following, said to them, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." They went therefore and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard this from John and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which translated means Christ.
The lamb with the dove attracted people to follow him. When John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God," two of his disciples were drawn to him, and John was very happy about it. What were the names of these two disciples? The first was Andrew, and the second should be John, the writer of this gospel, although he was humble, now mentioning himself by name. Once Andrew had been attracted, he found his brother Simon and led him to Jesus. When the Lord looked upon Simon, he changed his name to Cephas, or Peter, which means a stone. The Lord referred to this word of his when he spoke to Peter in Matthew 16:18 about the building of the church. It must have been from this that Peter had obtained the concept of the living stones for the building of the spiritual house, which is the church. The significance of a stone is that it denotes a work of transformation to bring forth materials for God's building. In one chapter, we have a lamb, a dove, and a stone, all of which are figures. What is the meaning of these figures? The meaning is that the lamb plus the dove produces stones. Redemption plus regeneration and transformation produces stones. Once again, I say that we should not try to understand the Gospel of John merely according to the black and white letters. We must probe into the real significance of the allegories. What is a lamb? According to Exodus 12, the Passover lamb was slain for the people's sins and eaten for their satisfaction. What is a dove? From the Old Testament, we have seen that a dove is a creature full of the beauty of life. Thus, it represents the third person of the Godhead, reaching humanity and imparting life to man. This dove, which descends upon man, matches redemption and is for the producing of stones. As we shall see, these stones are for the building of Bethel, the house of God.